Here's your latest weekly briefing from the Population Research Institute at pop.org. President Trump signs executive order protecting born alive infants. President Trump has signed an executive order making it mandatory for all hospitals in the United States to provide either medical treatment or an emergency transfer for infants who are in need of emergency medical care. The president's executive order prohibits hospitals from unlawfully discriminating against or withholding treatment from extremely preterm infants, infants born with disabilities, or any other infants in need of emergency care. This includes born-alive infants who survive botched late-term abortions at public and private hospitals, as well as infants born alive after failed abortions. The president's executive order, however, does not extend to infants who survive abortions at private abortion clinics like those of Planned Parenthood. The exception, when a serious complication causes the baby and her mother to be transferred to a hospital before the baby dies. Nonetheless, the president's new executive order is expected to make a significant difference in saving countless lives of infants born either prematurely or with serious disabilities. At many hospitals, infants born prematurely at 22, 23, or 24 weeks gestation are often denied medical treatment even if parents plead for the doctors to provide such treatment. When the president spoke at the National Catholic Prayer Breakfast on September 23rd, he made clear that his executive order would, and I quote, ensure that all precious babies born alive, no matter their circumstances, receive the medical care that they deserve. This is our sacrosanct moral duty, end quote. The order requires that hospitals receiving federal funding will be subject to additional requirements and oversight by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services. These hospitals will be required to provide meaningful and non-discriminatory access to medical treatment services for infants in need of emergency medical care with the consent of their parents or legal guardian. According to the executive order, hospitals will not be permitted to, and I quote, unlawfully discourage parents from seeking medical treatment for their infant child solely because of their infant child's disability, end quote. It further requires hospitals to allow infants to be transferred to another hospital if they are not able to provide the infant with the necessary and appropriate medical care on their own premises. President Trump's executive order also makes clear that the Born Alive Infant Protection Act of 2002 guarantees that an infant born alive at any stage of development is considered a person under federal law. The infant is therefore entitled to the same legal protections as any other person, end quote. As such, doctors and other relevant healthcare workers are required to provide born-alive infants with equal access to medical treatment appropriate to their condition. That treatment would be similar to that rendered to any other person suffering from a condition of similar gravity. Federal law requires hospitals to provide emergency medical treatment for persons on their premises. It also guarantees full legal protection for all infants born alive at any stage of development. Nonetheless, many hospitals fail to provide potentially life-saving treatment to very premature infants or to infants who are born with a serious disability. Many hospitals have institutional policies stating when they will provide or deny potentially life-saving treatment for very premature infants. Now, infants that are denied treatment are usually provided comfort care instead. That means that they are simply left to die. It is not known what percentage of very premature infants born in the United States are denied potentially life-saving treatment and provided only with so-called comfort care. But there is no doubt that hospitals often deny treatment to very preterm infants that could have survived had they been given the proper care. The president's executive order comes after the U.S. Senate twice narrowly failed to secure the 60 votes necessary to trigger a vote on the Born Alive Abortion Survivors Protection Act, S-311 in the last Congress. The act would require health care practitioners to provide appropriate emergency medical care to infants born alive at any stage of development. That includes very premature infants, infants with disabilities, and infants that survive abortion. It would also make anyone who intentionally kills a born-alive infant subject to the same penalties as anyone else convicted of murder under federal law. Republicans in Congress had drafted the Born Alive Abortion Survivors Protection Act after the state of New York last year repealed a state law guaranteeing medical care for infants born alive after an attempted abortion. Now, New York was not alone. Last year, Virginia Governor Ralph Northam made public comments in defense of infanticide in February 2019. In a public radio interview, Northam defended a late-term abortion bill up for consideration in the Virginia House. It would have allowed a baby born alive after an abortion to be killed. How? Well, the baby would be kept comfortable and resuscitated only, and I quote Northam here, if that's what the mother and the family desired, end quote. And how would that work? Again, Northam. A discussion would ensue between the physicians and the mother. Northam has never retracted his support for the bill. President Trump's executive order to protect vulnerable newborn and infant children accomplishes some of what the Born Alive Abortion Survivors Protection Act seeks to accomplish. The order requires hospitals to provide appropriate medical care to infants at any stage of development, to infants born alive following an attempted abortion. But because there are currently no federal laws specifically punishing doctors who fail to provide medical treatment to abortion survivors, the president's executive order has to rely on other federal statutes. So the Born Alive Protection Act of 2002 requires any infant born alive at any stage of development to be treated as a person under federal law. Now, that entitles the child to all the rights and protections therein. But over the years, it has become clear that the Born Alive Infant Protection Act is not enough to protect preterm infants and infants who survive abortion. The matter is a pressing issue, as many infants are born alive after an abortion. That is why Congress must pass the Born Alive Abortion Survivors Protection Act. The bill would provide clear and substantial penalties for failing to provide medical attention to an infant that is born alive after a failed abortion. The bill would provide a true deterrent to infanticide by requiring any hospital worker or abortion clinic employee with knowledge of the crime to report the incident to law enforcement. It would also allow the woman to sue doctors who refuse to provide appropriate treatment to born-alive infants. This has been your latest weekly briefing from the Population Research Institute at pop.org. Thanks for listening.